We gather together to worship Jesus, to enjoy Him, enjoy His presence here with us, to celebrate who He is, what He's done for us, to reflect on what He's done. Communion is a way to remember. He said to remember me by doing this. And we follow a king who conquered death by dying. We follow a king, a leader, who won by losing. In the book of Ephesians, points to the conflict between people, describes us as separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For He Himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in His flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments and ordinances, that He might create in Himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And He came and preached peace to you who were far off and peace to those who were near. Jesus took people who were at odds with one another, those in conflict between social groups, racial groups, and He killed the hostility by dying. He, in His own body, by His blood, put to death what separates us from one another, what separates us from our King, from our God. He put to death the hostility by dying. What rich irony. Jesus, the victor who laid down His life to conquer death, who triumphed by losing, who laid down His life for us. What an awesome thing. He conquered. He put to death the hostility, killing the hostility in His own body by His blood through the cross. We worship a Jesus who is alive today, seated at the right hand of His Father on high, because He won. He triumphed. He conquered sin and death and hell. He conquered what separates me from God, so I can be forgiven and now enjoy a reconciled relationship with the holy, pure, righteous God of the universe. That's what we celebrate today. By His body broken, His blood poured out, which is represented by the bread and the juice that we take, Jesus killed the hostility. We can now be one. People who may not normally, naturally want to hang out together or get along together, people who may not in our own flesh like one another, we are now one body. We are now united at the cross because He has killed the hostility that might naturally be there between people. We can now be one together, one body Jesus has created. What an awesome thing. Let's celebrate together. I'm going to invite the deacons to come up. We'll pass out the bread and the juice. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you've put your trust in what He did for you on the cross, you're invited to participate with us. We'll give thanks for the bread and the juice. We'll pass that out to you, and then when we've all been served, we'll take that together. Father, thank You for sending Your Son to be the Savior of the world. Jesus, thank You for coming not to crush Your enemies, but to be crushed in our place, to bear in Your body the penalty we deserve so that we can be forgiven and loved and accepted before the throne of a righteous King. Thank You that we are made Yours forever, that You killed the hostility from God to man and from man to man. Lord, we thank You that You have made us one. Lord, help us to live transformed lives, lives transformed by the gospel, the good news that Jesus died for sinners like us. Thank you for being at work in our hearts by your Holy Spirit to make us new. Thank you for this bread and this juice that helps us to remember who you are, why you came, what you did for us. We want to say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying in my place to conquer my sin, my rebellion, my hard heart, to make me yours forever. Thank you for your body broken for me, for your blood poured out for me. We remember. His body broken for you, Eve. Bloodshed to wash away your sins. Drink.